As listeners know, we live in a time of extreme divisiveness and growing animosity in political discussion. Today, I'm delighted to have a couple of guests who will be telling us about an organization and movement working to cross the divides by encouraging discussion among people of various political beliefs. Joining me today are Bill Ernst and Mike Asbury to talk about the organization Braver Angels. So welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
To start off, perhaps one of you can give us just a small background on what the heck Braver Angels is.
Oh, I'd be happy to give you a little rundown on starting historically. In 2016, there were a few people that got together and began to discuss politics. They were conservatives and they were liberals, and I realized I just couldn't get along very well. So, and this is the short version of the story. They contacted a family counselor, a well-known family counselor, and the family counselor provided them with some principles which they applied in their discussions, and it worked. There are three men who are considered co-founders of this, and over the years, we have developed into an organization that has now tens of thousands of members who are dues paying and many more subscribers who subscribe to the channel or to our website. And so from that beginning in 2016, we have grown into 70 alliances across the country, of which the New York Capital Region Alliance, of which Bill and I are members of the steering committee, encompassing 9 counties within the Capital Region area. And we have considerable membership there too.
Perhaps, Bill, you can tell us a little bit about what the goal is and how the organization is structured.
Well, we are a 501c3 organization. We are mostly volunteers. It's a very small paid staff, which happens to be based in New York City. And we are focused on reducing the acrimony, the vitriol that happens between the different sides. And our focus is to promote discussion between people that are diametrically opposed in many instances, and allow them to converse, listen to each other, understand the other person, while not trying to change them or demean them or in any way tear them down, and to foster communication, openness, and mutual trust.
And why is that communication important?
The importance of it is that we've got to bridge the divide between the different sides. We are living in a world in which there are many dangers. And if we are not united in our ideas and overall principles, not specifics, but in the general overall ideas, we are going to be in a very sorry position. I am concerned with the future of our country in the world. And that's the reason that I was able to stumble across, through one of my friends, Braver Angels, and about 7 or 8 months ago, I joined. And I'm working with Mike in the Capital District, where the Capital Region Alliance of Braver Angels, to foster friendly, open interchange between the different sides.
You've mentioned discussions. How do you get people together to talk? Is it virtual meetings? Do you have events?
Well, what we do, Bria, is we hold events of various types that are based on protocols established across the nation using those family counseling principles. The website, braverangels.org, describes in some detail what those types of events are. Let me just offer some lead in to what we're proposing lately. We're looking at a town and county official having the focus of a particular question using the attendance of citizens, and the town and county official are of opposite partisan beliefs. We're looking at a local college to have a Braver Angels style debate. These have happened in dozens of colleges across the country. We've done events at local libraries, and we've used, of course, during the pandemic, we've used a lot of Zoom events. The information about where these are is often just easily found by subscribing or becoming a member, because you will get, believe me, you will get emails about where the events occur, whether they're Zoom-based nationally or locally.
I just wanted to add a little bit to what Mike said. We have another type of meeting called the Skills Workshop, in which we let the participants focus on the problems of having a conversation without getting angry, and how to discuss hot topics, politics being one of them, without offending the other side, being able to listen to the other side. I first got involved because I had problems with some of my family members who would put their hands over their ears and walk away if, in fact, we started to talk about a political issue of either side. And that's not good for families. It's not good for friends. I also got involved because I have blue-leaning folks that I'm a dancer that I dance with. And I said, man, here we're dancing, we're having a good time, but a subject comes up that's a little bit politically inclined, and they want to walk away and don't talk to you anymore and get off the dance floor. That's what drove me to learn about it, and I liked it, and I've continued to do the things that bring people together rather than spread them apart without hammering on them about their ideas being wrong.
Bria, let me offer some statistics here on the success that we've had. Bill referenced the red, blue, or sometimes the Skills for Bridging the Divide workshop. They're two of our sort of premier and probably a little more challenging events. In the case of the red-blue workshop, we bring reds and blues in the same room together, and in a study done over many events of red-blue workshops from April 20 to April 21, we found that 87% of those attendees gained significant understanding of those across the political divide. 85% felt less estranged or angry with those across the political divide after attending a workshop. And 91% of those attendees see lots of areas of commonality. So it works.
That's terrific. It seems like maybe I should do another segment on this just before Thanksgiving, when people are going home to family reunions. You talked about red, blue. I'd like to get a sense of the participants in the membership. Are you open or attractive to people who aren't just red or blue? And how does diversity work, Mike?
Well, it depends on the area you're from. The Albany area is very blue-leaning. In our nine-county alliance, we have about 300 subscribers and around 70 dues-paying members, of which 10% are red-leaning members. But we work very hard in our steering committee and in designing events to include a balance of both red and blues.
Just to add on to that a little bit, we do have, as one of our many different programs, we do have what we call depolarization conversation between races. And that is how to talk about race without getting the other side upset, and being an objective and fair in your conversation, eliminating charged words, not setting traps for the other person. That's something that we do as well. We also do it between different ethnicities, whether it is a gender-related type of thing. So we have those types of conversations as part of our program. We haven't had one yet here, because we're relatively new in the Capital District. Gender-based discussions between people of different genders or different gender ideas. Those are the types of things, because we have structured, moderated types of discussions to keep people on track and not let them go too far in one direction or another.
Does this just push everybody to central ideas? Does it bring people in toward the center?
Basically, our aim is not specifically to find compromise or centrism. our aim is to be honest. Our aim is to build a house united. Our aim is about inspiring the beloved community that we know already exists. It's just lost. It's lost in the fray.
And with that, I'm going to wind up. Now, I looked at the braverangels.org website and did not see activities posted anywhere in New York State. How can people get information about upcoming activities here in the Capital Region?
And here in the Capital Region, I would suggest just give me a phone call. It's Mike Asbury, A-S-B-U-R-Y, M-Asbury at braverangels.org.
So again, this is Bria Barthel talking with Mike Asbury and Bill Ernst of the Capital Region
Alliance
of Braver Angels. Thanks for your work. Thanks for your help. And thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you.